Well, at the same time, leaders in Victoria are trying to calm tension in Bendigo ahead of a protest against a planned mosque there tomorrow. Several other rallies are planned at mosques across the country and counter-protests are also expected. Bendigo's become a focal point for right-wing protest against Islam in Australia. The Victorian Premier says the city's being used by outsiders who can't even spell its name. Tom Nightingale reports.
Videos posted on the United Patriots Front Facebook page set the scene for a protest in Bendigo tomorrow.
How you going, Patriots? Got the 10-10 rally this Saturday and I'm really looking forward to getting down to Bendigo.
Yeah, this is going to be the biggest Australian Patriot rally that we have seen.
For this Bendigo rally, I'm actually sitting here thinking, I'm bloody pumped. Very, very excited.
Bendigo is at the centre of a spiteful debate about a proposed mosque for about 300 local Muslims to use. Council approval for the mosque is being challenged, and a few weeks ago, police jumped in to protect councillors as they left an angry local meeting. The outrage is not going away. Yesterday, the mayor, Peter Cox, was interrupted as he tried to make an announcement about a new pool and sports stadium.
Are there questions that you might like to to ask?
For the mayor, I'd like to know why or how you can justify having a mosque in our town since that 14-year-old
boy... Excuse me, I don't mind having a talk with you after the interview. This is people have been invited here to talk about two major projects.
Tomorrow will be the second protest in 2 months. The last, in August, left businesses short-changed as left and right-wing crowds clashed. Tomorrow's event will be at a local park instead of in the city centre. Local shopkeepers have told PM they're making a concerted effort to make it business as usual. The protests are being blamed for a food and wine festival cancelling its signature event. The Victorian Premier is Daniel Andrews.
Our thoughts are with those small business owners and others who would have been banking on that and had probably planned for it, because it's a very, very big event. Hopefully that can be reorganised for another time.
The United Patriots Front says it isn't responsible for the cancellation in a video posted online last night.
The wine festival was cancelled well before we even knew where we were going to hold our rally.
There's talk of thousands of people clashing in Bendigo tomorrow, although police say it'll probably be hundreds. The local police superintendent is Mick West.
It's a fairly fluid thing and, you know, it's not... We're in dialogue with both sides of the equation, but I don't think they could even give us accurate numbers of what are going to attend. So we just hope that we've planned. We know we've planned pretty well and we're pretty confident that we've got the resources to deal with it.
Police had, I think, 350 officers on patrol for the last protest, which you were on the record as saying was the biggest police operation outside Melbourne that you're aware of. How does this one rank?
Without going into the tin tacks of our operation, we won't speak about that tactically, but look, I would suggest that this is probably going to be somewhere around the same size, or certainly we're planning for that.
He says it's been a long week for local police. Some have helped deal with a bushfire that's destroyed houses in the nearby Macedon Ranges. Today, Victoria police leaders are emphasising a commitment to religious freedom.
We're all part of the community. We're supportive of everyone, you know, regardless of their religious beliefs, their cultural background. You know, obviously, you know, we support the right of everyone to follow their religious beliefs and cultures, and we're part of the community and we certainly support that.
The Premier, Daniel Andrews, met with local Islamic leaders in Bendigo today. He says many protesters are using the city for their own political agendas.
You've got people who wouldn't know how to spell Bendigo, coming to Bendigo, trashing Bendigo's good name. They're outsiders in every sense of that word. They're outside the norm, they're outside our values. They'll get the welcome that they deserve tomorrow. I think people will ignore them.
Daniel Andrews was trying to emphasise the positive, talking up a new art exhibition at the highly regarded local gallery.
I will always defend any Victorian's right to protest. It's a central element of our democratic freedom. None of us would want to live in a state where you couldn't voice your views. But I will say this, the only legitimate form of protest is peaceful protest, and protest that has some regard for decency. And what we've seen, violent scenes, and we've seen indecent, really shameful stuff. Again, let's not focus on that, though, tomorrow. Let's instead focus on how positive things are in Bendigo and how hopeful, justifiably, how upbeat we are about Bendigo's future.
Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews and the reporter there was Tom Nightingale.